శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 36 వండర్ఫుల్ స్టోరీస్ ఆఫ్ నంబర్ 1 టూ గోవా జెంటిల్మెన్ నంబర్ 2 మిసెస్ ఔరంగ్బాద్కర్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ రిలేట్స్ ద వండర్ఫుల్ స్టోరీస్ ఆఫ్ టూ జెంటిల్మెన్ ఫ్రమ్ గోవా అండ్ మిసెస్ ఔరంగ్బాద్కర్ ఆఫ్ షోలాపూర్ ఓం శ్రీ సాయి టూ జెంటిల్మెన్ Once two gentlemen came from Goa for taking darshan of Sai Baba and prostrated themselves before him. Though both came together, Baba asked only one of them to give him rupees 15 as dakshina, which was paid willingly. The other man voluntarily offered rupees 35, which was rejected by Baba, to the astonishment of all. Shama, who was present, asked Baba, "What is this? Both came together. Once dakshina you accept, the others, though voluntarily paid, you refused. Why this distinction?" Baba replied, "Shama, you know nothing. I take nothing from anybody. The masjid mai, that is the presiding deity of the masjid, calls for the debt. The donor pays it and becomes free. Have I any home, property or family to look after? I require nothing. I am ever free. Debt, enmity and murder had to be atoned for, as there is no escape from them." Baba then continued in his characteristic way as follows. At first, he was poor and took a vow to his God that he would pay his first month's salary if he got a job. He got one for rupees 15 per month. Then he steadily got promotions. From rupees 15, he got rupees 30, 60, 100, 200 and ultimately rupees 700 per month. But in his prosperity, he forgot completely the vow he took. The force of his karma has driven him here, and I asked the amount, that is rupees 15, from him as dakshina. Another story. While wandering by the seaside, I came to a huge mansion and sat on his veranda. The Brahmin owner gave me a good reception and fed me sumptuously. He showed me a neat and clean place near a cupboard for sleeping. I slept there. While I was sound asleep, the man removed a laterite slab and broke the wall, crept in and seized off all the money from my pocket. When I woke up, I found that rupees 30,000 were stolen. I was greatly distressed and sat weeping and mourning. The money was in currency notes and I thought that the Brahmin has stolen it. I lost all interest in food and drink and sat for a fortnight on the veranda, bemoaning my loss. After the fortnight was over, a passing fakir saw me crying and made enquiries regarding the cause of my sorrow. I told him everything. He said, "If you act according to my bidding, you will recover your money. Go to a fakir. I shall give his whereabouts. Surrender yourself to him. He will get your money back. In the meanwhile, give up your favorite food till you recover your money." I followed the fakir's advice and got my money. Then went to the seashore where a steamer was standing, but I could not get into it as it was crowded. There a good-natured peon interceded for me and I got in luckily. That brought me to another shore from where I caught a train and came to Masjid Mai. The story finished and Baba asked Shama to take the guests and arrange for their feeding. Then Shama took them home and fed them. At dinner, Shama said to the guests that Baba's story was rather mysterious as he had never gone to the seaside, never had any money, rupees 30,000, never travelled, never lost any money and never recovered it, and inquired from them whether they understood it and caught its significance. The guests were deeply moved and were shedding tears. In a choked voice, they said that Baba was omniscient, infinite, the Supreme One, that is, Parabrahma, without a second. The story he gave out is exactly our story. What he spoke has already taken place in our case. How we knew this is wonder of wonders. We shall give all the details after the meals. Then, after the meals, while they were chewing betel leaves, the guests began to tell their stories. One of them said, "A hill station on the Ghats is my native place. I went to Goa to earn my living by securing a job. I took a vow to God Datta that if I got any service, I would offer him my first month's salary. By his grace, I got a job of rupees 15 and then I got promotions. As described by Baba, I did forget all about my vow. Baba has just reminded me of it in this way and recovered rupees 15 from me. It is not Dakshina as one may think it to be, but a repayment of an old debt and fulfillment of long forgotten vow. Moral. In fact, Baba never begged for any money, nor allowed his bhaktas to beg. He regarded money as a danger or bar to spiritual progress, and did not allow his bhaktas to fall into his clutches. Bhagat Mahalaspati is an instance on this point. He was very poor and could hardly make both ends meet. Baba never allowed him to make any money, nor gave him anything from the Dakshina collection. Once, a kind and liberal merchant named Hansraj gave a large amount of money to Mahalaspati in Baba's presence, but Baba did not permit him to accept it. Then the second guest began his tale. My Brahmin, that is cook, was serving me faithfully for 35 years. Unfortunately, he fell into bad ways, his mind changed, and he robbed me of my treasure. By removing a laterite slab from a wall where my cupboard is fixed, he came in while we were all deep asleep and carried away all my accumulated wealth, rupees 30,000 in currency notes. I know not how Baba mentioned the exact amount. I sat crying day and night. My enquiries came to nothing. I spent a fortnight in great anxiety as I sat on the veranda, sad and dejected. A passing fakir saw my condition and inquired of its cause, and I told him all about it. He told me that an Avaliya, that is saint, by name Sai lives in Shirdi, Kopargaon Taluk. Make vow to him and give up any food that you like best and say to him mentally that I have given up eating that food till I take your darshan. Then I took the vow and gave up eating rice and said, Baba, I will eat it after recovering my property and after taking your darshan. 15 days passed after this. The Brahmin of his own accord came to me, returned my money and apologized, saying, I went mad and acted thus. I now place my head on your feet. Please forgive me. Thus everything ended well. The fakir that met me and helped me was not seen again. An intensive desire to see Sai Baba, whom the fakir pointed out to me, arose in my mind. I thought that the fakir who came all the way to my house was no other than Sai Baba. Would he, who saw me and helped me to get my lost money, ever covet to get rupees 35? On the contrary, without expecting anything from us, he always leads us on the path of spiritual progress. I was overjoyed when I recovered my stolen property and, being ignorant, I forgot all about my vow. Then, when I was at Cholaba, one night I saw Sai Baba in my dream. This reminded me of my promised visit to Shirdi. I went to Goa and from there wanted to start for Shirdi by taking a steamer to Mumbai en route. But when I came to the harbour, I found that the steamer was crowded and there was no place. The captain did not allow me, but on the intercession of a peon who was a stranger to me, I was allowed to get into the steamer which brought me to Mumbai. From there I came by train. Surely I think that Baba is all-pervading and all-knowing. What are we and where is our home? How fortunate we are that Baba got our money back and drew us here to himself. Shirdi folks must be infinitely superior and more fortunate than we, for Baba has played, laughed, talked and lived with you for so many years. I think that your store of good merits must be infinite. Sai is our Datta, that is Lord Dattatreya. He gave me a seat in the steamer and brought me here, and thus gave proof of his omniscience and omnipotence. Om Shri Sai. Mrs. Aurangbadkar, a lady from Sholapur, the wife of Sakharam Aurangbadkar, had no issues during the long period of 27 years. She had made a number of vows to the gods and goddess for an issue but was not successful. She then became almost hopeless. To make a last attempt in this matter, she came to Shirdi with her stepson Vishwanath and stayed there for 2 months, serving Baba. Whenever she went to the masjid, she found Baba surrounded by devotees. She wanted to see Baba alone, fall at his feet and open her heart and pray for an issue, but she did not get any suitable opportunity. Ultimately, she requested Shyama to intercede with Baba for her when he was alone. Shyama said to her that Baba's darbar was open, still he would try for her and that the Lord might bless her. He asked her to sit ready with a coconut and joss sticks in the open courtyard at the time of Baba's meals, and that when he beckoned to her, she should come up. One day after dinner, when Shyama was wiping Baba's wet hands with a towel, the latter pinched Shyama's cheek. Shyama, feigned anger, said, Deva, is it proper for you to pinch me like this? We don't want such a mischievous God who pinches us thus. Are we your dependents? Is this the fruit of our intimacy? Baba replied, O Shyama, during the 72 generations that you were with me, I never pinched you till now, and now you resent my touching you? Shyama replied, I want a God who will always love us and give us new dishes to eat. We do not want any reward from you or heaven, etc. Let our faith unto your feet be ever awake. Baba, yes, I have indeed come for that. I have been feeding and nursing you and I have got love and affection for you. Then Baba went up and took his seat. Shyama beckoned to the lady. She came up, bowed down and presented the coconut and joysticks. Baba shook the coconut which was dry. The kernel within rolled and made a noise. Baba said, Shyama, this is rolling. See what it says. Shyama, the woman prays that a child should similarly roll in her womb. So please give her the coconut with your blessings. Baba, will the coconut give her any issues? How foolish people are to fancy such things. Shyama, I know the power of your words and blessings. Your word will give her a series of children. You are wrangling and not giving real blessings. The parley went on for a while. Baba repeatedly ordered to break the coconut and Shyama pleaded for the gift of the entire fruit to the lady. Finally, Baba yielded and said, She will have an issue. When? Asked Shyama. In 12 months, was the reply. At this, the coconut was broken into two parts. One was eaten by the two. The other was given to the lady. Then Shyama turned up to the lady and said, Dear lady, you are a witness to my words. If within 12 months you do not get any issue, I'll break a coconut against this Deva's head and drive him out of this masjid. If I fail in this, I will not call myself mother. You will soon realize what I say. She delivered a son in a year's time, and the son was brought to Baba in his 5th month. The couple, both husband and wife, prostrated themselves before Baba, and the grateful father, Mr. Aurangbadkar, paid a sum of Rs. 500 which was spent in constructing a shed for Baba's horse. Shyamakarna, bow to Sri Sai, peace be to all.